This is a recording of Daddy telling me a story.
Once upon a time.
Aga. What?
I said Aga.
Aga what?
Aga means just leave it there. Aga means stop.
Once upon a time, there was a windmill in a small town. And that windmill had been in that town for 200 years. There was nobody in that town who was older than the windmill.
Daddy, when you go downstairs, beside the couch, there's a dress. It's white, and it has, like, red on the bottom. Can you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it up when you go to get to his blanket.
Mm-hmm. And the windmill was like a straight-up old windmill. Like, it was a windmill. You know what a mill is?
No.
It's a place that has gears that crush, that grind up grains and make them into flour.
The heck?
Yeah.
So weird.
And so, in the olden days, they had these big windmills, and the wind would blow it around, and it would turn the gears that would grind up the grains and make them into flour. Anyways, no one had actually used the windmill for its purpose. It was just there looking pretty in the middle of the town, and everybody knew it. And they liked it. It was a very important part of the town. But one day, it started to squeak. Just a little bit at first. Every, you know, 10th rotation. And then eventually,
screaming, fix me,
fix me. And the people in the town were like, what is going on? Somebody's got to do something about that crazy windmill.
You're so a crazy windmill.
They
decided that you were all crazy.
The town decided to get in touch with one of the handyman men around town, and they said, can you fix it? And he said, of course I can, just need some oil. Went in, started squirting oil everywhere. It would not stop. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Stop that windmill.
Every time it got louder.
Exactly. And, yeah, so people, they were having meetings, and just like, we gotta figure out how to stop the windmill. Like, why do you say? I said, we gotta stop the loud noise from the windmill. It's driving us crazy.
Ah, it's
tickled. And people couldn't sleep. It was bananas.
I need to get my
sleep. And they kept sending people in there to check it and fix it and figure it out. No one could stop it from making that noise. They couldn't find what part of it was rubbing. It made no sense. Everybody went in so confident, laughing almost. Like, of course I can fix this. This is so easy. And then everybody came out scratching their head like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Why? Why won't this windmill stop making that noise? It's driving us bananas.
Why do you always say bananas and you never say bananas? Oh, I get it. You're respecting me because I don't like bananas.
Perhaps. Anyway, yeah. So, eventually, a group got together. And they suggested, let's knock that windmill down.
Oh, I like the windmill.
And that's what everybody said. We can't. It's an old part of the...
What's the windmill's name?
The windmill's not a name. It's a windmill.
I name everything. What's the windmill's name? I have a wall in my bedroom named Jarvis.
Okay. Wilbur.
Wilbur. Wilbur.
Anyways, like we gotta knock down that annoying windmill. It's driving us bananas.
But we can't.
They're like, yeah, no, it's the most, it's a landmark, a city landmark. It's not, you can't. It's a heritage piece of architecture. But it kept squeaking, and people kept protesting, and then finally, they said, that's it. We gotta get rid of it.
Everyone said that?
Yeah, well, they voted, and everybody said, yeah, you know what, if we can't stop it, this is crazy, like, we can't live like this, so, yeah, let's knock it down. And so they had a meeting, where they had a big vote to decide exactly how many people think it should be knocked down. And, and they voted it. And of all the people at the meeting, there's 80 people at the meeting, and 77 of them wanted to knock it down, and the other three were deaf. So,
except for one. One just didn't even know what they were saying because he didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
He kept saying, no la paz, no la paz.
But then somebody popped in the door and said, hello, folks. And everybody said, who's this guy? And he said, I'm Jebediah Quixington.
Jebediah, that's from something.
And I am here to fix your windmill. And they said, no, no, you know what? We've been down this road, dude. So many people have tried to fix it. We just gotta knock it down. Said, oh no, you can't knock it down. It's so precious. And they said, yeah, well, I'm sorry, pal. It has to go. It's so loud. And he said, well, I won't even charge you for it. And they said, well, why? What's up? I said, how about this? You're gonna knock it down anyway. But if I can stop the squeaking in 24 hours, then I can keep the windmill.
What do you mean you can keep it?
And it is my property. Oh. And they said, yeah, what, dude, that would be great. If you can just stop it, that's
now.
Cheaper, faster, and easier than knocking it down. We'd like to still have it up. You could keep it. And he said, is that a deal? And they said, that's a deal. So they wrote up the deal, and they mayor signed it, and it was a deal. So the stranger walked out of the town hall straight over to the windmill, walked inside, and came back out a minute later. No more squeak.
What did he do?
That's what everybody wondered. What's your secret? How did you do it? And he said, oh, just a little oil here and a little oil there in the right places. And they said, well, we've oiled that thing up the wazoo. It's been bathing in oil. That can't be the trick. And,
oh, that's what's missing. I know what's missing.
And he said, no, not to worry. Anyways, it's not making a noise anymore. So I shall keep it, and it shall, and everybody's happy.
The end.
And she's the end of it, but it's not really the end. But then a kid came running out of the mill, and he said, hey, this guy, a shyster, he just went in there and unplugged a speaker that he had in there that was making a squeaking noise. And the whole town said, "You tried to trick us. You've been torturing us for months with that squeaky noise." And it turns out it was just an extra sound. And he said, "Oh dear." And he went, and he twisted his evil mustache and scurried out of town. And they chased him out of town and he never came back. And they learned their lesson. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shysters are jerks. The end.
What?
Shysters are jerks. That's a good lesson, right?
No.
Yeah, well, whatever. The end.
Make a new lesson.
Don't trust...
mechanics.
That's
don't trust idiots.
Yes, the end.